I was really excited the other day when I woke up to see the news headline that Major League Baseball had figured out how to make everyone happy, dividing billions of dollars amongst themselves, and everybody would be a winner. And in everybody being a winner, the biggest winners would be the baseball fans. There'd be a season. And it made me think, because I've always used Vayhi Bayom HaShmini as the analogy of spring training is over. And with spring training over, we start opening day. Now, God willing, in a few weeks, we're going to come to opening day. And God willing, Jacob deGrom is going to go out there and pitch lights out. And the Mets will win the World Series. Bekarov b'yameinu. That's what we hope. Right? But when that happens, when he goes out and they start the broadcast by saying, "Welcome to opening day," nobody's going to say it's the 22nd day of the season because we had 20 games or 21 games of spring training. They're going to acknowledge that spring training was the prep. And now the opening day is starting. The real season begins. I remember many years watching the Mets cruise through spring training, and then the wheels fell off the bus once the season actually started. Because the spring training is only a chance to fine-tune your skills, try out new things, and then the real games begin. But yet, when you read the opening of our parsha, Vayihi Bayom HaShmini, it's on the eighth day. It doesn't make any sense. Why is it the eighth day? The eighth day would be the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, the 7 days of practice plus one opening day. Why is that? Rav David Feinstein wonders that question and offers an absolutely amazing answer. And I think the answer makes total sense when you compare it to spring training. See, in spring training, you have players that come along to spring training and excel. And then the real season starts and we find out it's simply a mirage. Yeah, when you're pitching in the eighth or ninth inning of a spring training game and you're playing against subpar competition, it's not such a big deal to have an ERA of zero. But then you make the major league roster and you're playing against really good opponents, and all of a sudden it's clear that you're not capable of living in the world that you thought you were. In baseball, it's all about the season, not the journey to the season. The journey to the season, in fact, really does not matter. But what happens on game one, through game 162, and then all the playoffs, that's what determines whether the season is a success or not. Nobody cares about you that you hit 14 home runs in spring training, that you went undefeated in spring training. It doesn't matter. Says Rav David Feinstein, that is not the case at all when it comes to our Avodas Hashem. Vayihi Bayom HaShmini tells us that yes, it is opening day, but you would be so mistaken, so sadly mistaken, to think that Vayihi Bayom HaShmini is really starting from day one. Because if it starts from day one, you're negating everything you just did for the last 7 days. David Feinstein says it is exactly all about the journey to opening day. The journey to build everything. It's all part of it. And so, Vayihi Bayom HaShmini, when the eighth day finally comes and the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan is open, we are celebrating every single step that has gotten us to this moment. And so, when Moshe and Aaron open up shop, they're not opening up from the very first step, but they're opening up with everything that's gotten there, that gotten them there until that day. Have a great day.